AP News for Friday, October 14th. I'm Tim McGuire. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina, investigating a 15-year-old accused of killing five people, wounding two others in their middle-class neighborhood and a nearby walking path.
Police say the teen killed two people in the streets and then fled toward a walking trail where he opened fire, killing three more people and wounding two others. The victims were of different races and ranged in age from 16 to their late 50s. Among them is 52-year-old Nicole Connors, the matriarch of her extended family. Her husband, Tracy Howard, still finds it difficult to comprehend carnage caused by the young suspect.
I just can't believe it was him, especially 15-year-old with a shotgun.
The teen is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say no motive has been determined. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge rules DACA, the current version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, can continue at least temporarily. Retail sales were flat last month.
The Commerce Department says the pace of sales at U.S. retailers was unchanged last month from August. For many Americans, the rising cost of rent and food reduced the amount of money available for other purchases. Sales at grocery stores increased 0.4%, helped by rising food prices. But sales at auto dealers fell 0.4% in September, while business at consumer electronics and appliance stores dropped nearly 1%. Overall spending has slowed and shifted increasingly toward necessities such as food. I'm Mike Hempen.
More than a third of Haiti's 11.7 million people, some 4.7 million, face acute hunger, and for 19,000, it's famine, starvation, and possibly death. The United Nations says Haitians are trapped in a cycle of growing desperation without access to food, fuel, markets, jobs, and public services, bringing the country to a standstill. This is AP News. In a speech at a community college in Irvine, California, President Biden highlights the Inflation Reduction Act, including the lowering of prescription drug costs.
Now, if Big Pharma tries to raise drug prices faster than inflation, they're going to have to write a check to Medicare to cover the difference. Now, instead of that money going in the pockets of drug companies, it's going to go into the pockets in the form of lower drug prices.
The Inflation Reduction Act also requires Medicare to begin bargaining over the price of some drugs starting next year. Medicare recipients will also have no-cost vaccines, monthly out-of-pocket insulin cost capped at $35. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Javier Salazar says the migrants flown from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard are crime victims. That allows them to apply for special visas to stay in the country during the investigation. The flight was called a political stunt by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who's running for re-election. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.